Test 4. Now, open your question paper and look at part 1. Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. Situation 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. Situation 1. You will hear a headmaster making some announcements to the school assembly. Good morning, everyone. Here are some announcements for today, Monday, the 19th of January. The junior and senior basketball teams are to meet Mr. Elliott in the gym at 2:30. They may, therefore, not attend their last session, and good luck to them against Folkestone Grammar School. Please, don't forget the cake and biscuit sale in aid of charity. This will take place the day after tomorrow, starting at 1:30. All cakes and biscuits should be given to Mrs. Shepherd by 9:30 on the same day. And one more sports announcement. The under-15s football match against Manwoods, which was supposed to have been played this afternoon, has been postponed due to bad weather. I will keep you informed about that. Good morning, everyone. Here are some announcements for today, Monday, the 19th of January. The junior and senior basketball teams are to meet Mr. Elliott in the gym at 2:30. They may, therefore, not attend their last session, and good luck to them against Folkestone Grammar School. Please, don't forget the cake and biscuit sale in aid of charity. This will take place the day after tomorrow, starting at 1:30. All cakes and biscuits should be given to Mrs. Shepherd by 9:30 on the same day. And one more sports announcement. The under-15s football match against Manwoods, which was supposed to have been played this afternoon, has been postponed due to bad weather. I will keep you informed about that. Situation 2. You will hear two people talking about their flat. Well, I think we're really lucky to get it, and at a very reasonable price. Do you know how much a decent flat costs in this area?
I appreciate that, Jack, and it's lovely to have so much space, although I can't imagine what it's going to cost to heat in winter.
Yes, that's a major concern. But just imagine how we'll enjoy those balconies in the summer. Plus, it's only a 3-minute stroll to work. Well, I think we're really lucky to get it, and at a very reasonable price. Do you know how much a decent flat costs in this area?
I appreciate that, Jack, and it's lovely to have so much space, although I can't imagine what it's going to cost to heat in winter.
Yes, that's a major concern. But just imagine how we'll enjoy those balconies in the summer. Plus, it's only a 3-minute stroll to work. Situation 3. You will hear two students talking about a lecture.
I thought that was an extremely interesting lecture, didn't you, Lee?
Can't say I agree with you there, Betty. It was pretty lively in its own way, and people were certainly listening carefully, but most of it went way over my head, and I only knew what he was talking about half the time.
Oh, come on now, you're exaggerating. I mean, yes, he did talk about some pretty deep issues, but it wasn't as bad as you make out.
But it was. It is not enough to know things. It's also important to present them in a way that makes sense too.
I thought that was an extremely interesting lecture, didn't you, Lee?
Can't say I agree with you there, Betty. It was pretty lively in its own way, and people were certainly listening carefully, but most of it went way over my head, and I only knew what he was talking about half the time.
Oh, come on now, you're exaggerating. I mean, yes, he did talk about some pretty deep issues, but it wasn't as bad as you make out.
But it was. It is not enough to know things. It's also important to present them in a way that makes sense too. Situation 4. You will hear two people talking over a meal.
Would you like some bread? It's a special Italian kind.
Thanks, but I'm on a diet. I'm not supposed to have bread.
Why are you on a diet? You don't need to lose weight.
Oh, it's not that kind of diet. I'm not trying to lose weight. It's a diet that's supposed to help with all sorts of digestive problems. All you have to do is make sure that you don't combine certain foods in the same meal.
I didn't know you had digestion problems. Are they serious?
Oh, no, not really. It's just that sometimes I get a stomachache after a meal.
Would you like some bread? It's a special Italian kind.
Thanks, but I'm on a diet. I'm not supposed to have bread.
Why are you on a diet? You don't need to lose weight.
Oh, it's not that kind of diet. I'm not trying to lose weight. It's a diet that's supposed to help with all sorts of digestive problems. All you have to do is make sure that you don't combine certain foods in the same meal.
I didn't know you had digestion problems. Are they serious?
Oh, no, not really. It's just that sometimes I get a stomachache after a meal. Situation 5. You overhear two young people talking about their holiday plans. So, how are the summer holiday plans going, Karen?
Well, Mum wants me to take the revision summer course we were thinking of taking, as I haven't done all that well in my exams, but I feel I need a rest.
Same here. I think we should stick to our plans and travel round southern Europe. I'd love to see Spain again.
That may have to wait until next Easter, Brian. I think I'd rather do what I can to keep my mother happy.
Well, I don't want to travel all on my lonesome or sit around doing not very much at home, so I think I'll join you. Is it expensive? So, how are the summer holiday plans going, Karen?
Well, Mum wants me to take the revision summer course we were thinking of taking, as I haven't done all that well in my exams, but I feel I need a rest.
Same here. I think we should stick to our plans and travel round southern Europe. I'd love to see Spain again.
That may have to wait until next Easter, Brian. I think I'd rather do what I can to keep my mother happy.
Well, I don't want to travel all on my lonesome or sit around doing not very much at home, so I think I'll join you. Is it expensive? Situation 6. you will hear someone talking to her friend about a dinner party.
I must admit, I'm panicking a bit, John. I've invited about 10 people for Saturday night, and I'm not quite sure what to give them to eat.
How about takeaway pizza?
Oh, I can't do that, John. My mother would never forgive me after all the cooking lessons she's given me. I think I should make an effort and cook something nice.
Why don't you ask your mother to help you?
What a great idea. My mum will be only too pleased. She's such a show-off about her cooking ability. I must admit, I'm panicking a bit, John. I've invited about 10 people for Saturday night, and I'm not quite sure what to give them to eat.
How about takeaway pizza?
Oh, I can't do that, John. My mother would never forgive me after all the cooking lessons she's given me. I think I should make an effort and cook something nice.
Why don't you ask your mother to help you?
What a great idea. My mum will be only too pleased. She's such a show-off about her cooking ability.
Situation 7. You will hear someone talking to his friend about his report. I got a C for my report, which isn't too bad, but Miss Jones said she had a few things to say about it. I thought she was going to tell me I rely on the internet too much, like she did the last time, but she didn't.
That's what she said about my last piece of work too. But when I asked where else I was supposed to get my information, she explained that the problem was copying information without examining, editing, and, most of all, referencing it. So, what did she say to you this time?
She said the report wasn't nearly long enough to include all the necessary information, but at least all the information I had included was relevant. I got a C for my report, which isn't too bad, but Miss Jones said she had a few things to say about it. I thought she was going to tell me I rely on the internet too much, like she did the last time, but she didn't.
That's what she said about my last piece of work too. But when I asked where else I was supposed to get my information, she explained that the problem was copying information without examining, editing, and, most of all, referencing it. So, what did she say to you this time?
She said the report wasn't nearly long enough to include all the necessary information, but at least all the information I had included was relevant. Situation 8. You will hear someone explaining to her friend why she is excited. You seem pretty happy, Norma.
Well, you know, Susan's back from France. Well, she surprised us all by announcing her engagement, so the whole family's rather excited.
That's a bit sudden, isn't it?
No, not really. She's been with Jamie for years. But what this means for me is that I'll have to cancel my trip to Rome, at least for the time being. Someone has to organise the wedding party, you see.
You seem pretty happy, Norma.
Well, you know, Susan's back from France. Well, she surprised us all by announcing her engagement, so the whole family's rather excited.
That's a bit sudden, isn't it?
No, not really. She's been with Jamie for years. But what this means for me is that I'll have to cancel my trip to Rome, at least for the time being. Someone has to organise the wedding party, you see.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.